Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome into hour number three of tonight's four-hour edition of Sports Talk. We've made our halftime adjustments, and we're ready to get back on the field. Bobby Hebert, along with Mark Menard, I'm in for Christian Garrick. And now we get to welcome in one of our favorite guests on the show, one of Bobby's favorite people in the world. We're talking about LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron. Coach O, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, man. We got a freshman reporting this week. Our guys are starting summer school. Next week we start football school, start training, ready to go.
Now, Coach O, when I look at the process, what comes about, because who's against competition? I mean, the cream rises to the top, and who could be against competition? So when you're evaluating the quarterback position, now, obviously, the front runners, whether it be Max Johnson, Miles Brennan, or Miles Brennan, Max Johnson, I mean, do you take in consideration, okay, what you've done in the spring and then what you're going to do in fall camp? Now, I don't know. Who in the hell has two-a-days anymore? I don't think they even have that. Yeah. But it's still going into the season. And then you look at the task at hand. You got to go at UCLA in the Rose Bowl September the 4th. I think you'd want the guy that you're going to count on, and you want to always have depth, probably the middle of August. How do you come about picking a starting quarterback? Is it all about, okay, we're going to grade every practice, what they do in the spring, up until what they do late July, August, going into that game against UCLA? How do you evaluate that, who's going to be the trigger man?
Everything's great. You know, but one thing good about, we got computers nowadays. Back then, everything was handwritten. But we regrade. You know, it was hard to find those grades after a while. But now everything's put in the computer. Everything is documented. Every drill is graded. And we go on as far as we can to up to the season to find out who's going to be our starting quarterback. And I believe in Miles Brennan. I believe he's championship quarterback. I believe Max Johnson, championship quarterback. It's great that we have those two guys. I'm telling you what, Garrett Nussmeier is going to be a hell of a quarterback. But it's going to be between Max and Miles, it looks like, after, you know, Garrett's only a freshman. He has to learn a little bit. Now, he may come through at camp and be the best quarterback. If he is, so be it. But I think that Miles and Max, both of them, have both confidence in both of them. Whoever starts, we're going to have a great quarterback. I promise you that.
Now, Coach O, I'm looking at the initial schedule, and to me it's unbelievable because I can reflect on all of these teams, and I know you can also. At UCLA comes September the 4th, first chance for LSU Tigers to play at the Rose Bowl, the first game ever against UCLA. I mean, you're familiar with that. They've had Super Bowls there. Everyone's heard of the Rose Bowl. And then you host McNeese State. And then Central Michigan, you host on September 8th. Coach O, you know what my Central Michigan story is? Joe Delaney. We went up to Mount Pleasant. Joe Delaney's like, man, I ain't never seen no snow. And he's like, Coach O, he didn't want to even get off the bench. He goes, Herb. He always called me Herb. He goes, Herb, hey, it's too cold out there. I don't know about that. We're playing Central Michigan. I'll never forget in Mount Pleasant. So I'm looking, that's who the Tigers are playing, UCLA, McNeese State versus Central Michigan. But how important is to get off to a great start, unlike what maybe occurred last season, even though you're on the road at UCLA?
Yeah, we have to, man, to give the team confidence. We got a lot of starters coming back, the veteran football team. We have a good football team, but we got to prove it. And it's got to start with UCLA. Every game's a big game. I told everybody, if some guys want to say, hey, let's mark this as a big game for us, hey, every game's a big game. You go back to 2019, You know, Northwestern right. State got us beat the first quarter. Every game's a big game. We got to win every one. It's got to start with the first one.
Now, you know, Coach O, when I look at your defensive staff, and obviously that's your side of the ball, and I think you have to have a lot of confidence because the swagger that they bring. Durante yeah. Jones, the defensive coordinator. You look at Blake Baker, the linebacker yeah. coach. And then you look at Andre Carter. I mean, that's old school yeah. when I look at that. It just seems like the players should respond to those type of individuals yeah. considering what they asked them to do.
Bobby, the response has been phenomenal. Those guys have been above and beyond. I expected them to be outstanding, but they've been so much better than even I could imagine. And the players are very receptive to them. You know, I think the most improved part of our defense, and I got to be – watch what I say, because I said something last year that was, you know, really
right,
premature.
Right.
But, you know, man, our defensive backs, man, they seem like a really strong group. You know, I think these guys are in the position. We're playing more zone. They know what to do. There's not as many mistakes on the deep balls and the crossers. You know, I watched Mississippi State film. We're going over Mississippi State. I watched it last year. There's just too many busted assignments, too many big balls. I don't think our guys just didn't understand what to do. I know this year we'll have our cleats in the grass, we'll have vision on the quarterback, and we'll be breaking on the football for sure.
Now, you know, Coach, you bring that up. To me, I always say this, and you can even say it at the highest level in high school or even college, and I know in the NFL, man, everyone can freaking play. That it's all about alignment, assignment, and communication, whether you can get it done. I mean, I think that is truly, you know, the normal fan doesn't realize that. You could be very gifted, but if you're running around like you don't really know what you have to do and you're not confident, then you're going to be lost.
Yeah, execution. Execution, Bobby. And I tell you, I always go about stance, alignment, assignment, and technique. Execution and effort. And it's not going to change. And especially our level, we have some great players, but we need to put them in position to play. Look at our cornerbacks. You got Derek Stingley and Eli Ricks at cornerback. I mean, come on. That's two of the best cornerbacks.
It doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't get any better than that. So you know, we need to enjoy having those guys and the luxury of them locking up the best receivers and getting a great rush and keeping the ball in front of us. But I do believe Durante is going to do a great job of that.
Talking with LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron here on WWL Sports Talk. Bobby, you got a few more.
Yeah. Coach O, when you look at, and I think no matter what level, you know, even though the ball spread out, and you know, the rules tend to favor the offense, but can you still win in the trenches? I still think that the offensive defensive line, I mean, it's like, can you win on the offensive line? You know, people think, okay, the defensive line, can you affect the opposing quarterback? How about you win on the offensive line and you dominate when they know you're going to run and you still can run? How about they know you running the ball and you still get 4, 5, 6 yards a pop?
Well, look at 2019, Bobby. All we ran was inside zone with Clyde. I mean, now we had a great offensive line. We had one running play, but basically, and you know what? We did it well, and we were so effective in the passing game. As you know, if you're effective in the passing game, it opens up the run game. So we feel like we got an experienced offensive line. We're going to do a couple of things. We're going to go 2 backs. We have a tight end in there. We're going to be more of a power football team than we were in 2019. But we're going to be a spread and spread them out and let these guys hit the open gaps and let them run.
Now, you know, Coach O, when I look at, obviously it's man-to-man, and you want to spread things out. But when you get in the red zone and you're in a goal line situation, you have to drop you know what, and you got to freaking get it done. I'm looking at the third down and goal issues that the team faced in 2020. We have to have a package or utilize that we don't want to go backwards to go forward. How about challenge our line that we could penetrate and get a touchdown without finesse or whatever it might take from that perspective?
Yeah. You know, I'm with you on that, Bobby. Fourth down and one, third down and one, we're going to be in the center. I promise you that. Hey, no question. We're not going to be a shotgun. We're not going to give the ball back. We do have a goal line package where we're going to get real big. We're going to run some power offense down there. And we're going to be smart in what we do on the goal line. I think we're not always going to run the same play, stay in spread, run the inside zone. People have gotten accustomed to that. That doesn't mean that we can't do it.
Right.
But we're going to be much more multiple on the goal line and be smarter in what we do.
Now, you know, Coach O, how confident are you about all five returning starting offensive linemen? Obviously, you want depth. There, I always say you want to have at least seven offensive linemen. You plug and play them. But where are you at in the offensive line? Because you don't want any setbacks with injuries.
No.
And obviously, we talked about winning in the trenches. But to me, you know, the fans don't look at the offensive line. They follow the football. But how important that is.
It's important. Now, I feel good about our starting five. And we still got to have to. You know, one thing, Bobby, you appreciate this. We bought us a seven-man sled, like any boy you said made a sled.
Yeah. Coach Woodrow.
I want us to be in phenomenal condition, and they're going to hit that sled and drive it. I ran by it today. They got the pads on. The boys are going to be there next week. And I can remember Green Boy making us hit that sled. It made us better. So
hit that sled. Hey, Coach O, I can remember before I played quarterback, I'm at tight end. I go, what am I doing? I'm like a skinny dude. I'm hitting the sled the whole practice for an hour. How is that going to help me be a tight end? But, you know, it makes you come off the ball and control who's in front of you. I mean, come on.
Drive your feet.
Who's against that if you love football? I don't care if it's 19th century, 20th century, 21st century. How about you control the point of attack? How can you be against that?
That's right. That's going to help us. You know that. So, anyway, Bobby, last year, Cam Wire, you know, he played several different positions. He was an ace in the hole for us. I think he did a tremendous job. So, he's the sixth guy right now. He'd be the first guy that would go in at tackle or guard. Now, Anthony Bradford's probably our most gifted offensive lineman from Michigan, is really getting in shape and is coming along. And the young man, Garrett Dellinger from Michigan, watch out for him. I think he's going to be an outstanding player. So we have some depth. I think those three guys are closest to getting in the game and better to perform well.
Now, you know, Coach O, it's amazing to me. I know you probably don't want to comment or whatever. You look at the transfer portal and how many players are attracted to the LSU Tigers. I got to give you a lot of credit. They want to be part of the program. I give you a lot of credit because, I mean, it's just like, who doesn't want to come to LSU? If you want to be a pro, and get paid, come to LSU. How can you be against that?
Yeah. You know, I tell them the proof's in the pudding. And the pudding right now is in Baton Rouge.
Amen.
It's true. And, you know, you look at the guys in the NFL, the thing we're most proud of, Bobby, five-star, four-star, three-star. Look at Justin Jefferson. You know, not many people knew about him. He developed here, went into the league, is doing a great job. But our guys are not only getting drafted, they're going into the league and they're performing at a high level. So, that not only recruiting great players with great character, but develop them and getting them ready.
Well, listen, getting them ready and, you know, getting paid at the next level, the mamas are all for that. Who could be against that? I mean, that's what I look at it. Okay, listen, you've been playing this as a kid, this sport, and you want to develop and you get paid for it? What? It's a no-brainer. Go to LSU.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? We've had a lot of success. We have a great recruiting class that's coming in. I can't wait to see the rest of our guys. And, Bobby, you remember the first day moving into the dorm, your parents dropping you off. Oh, boy, here we go, man. You know, going into your first meeting, going into your first college class, going into your first workout. Think about this. We have our conditioning test Tuesday the 25th at 6 a.m.
Well, hey, you know, Coach O, you know what I remember? I never forget my mom and dad. Listen, my mom would be like, whatever your dad says, just do, okay? So I remember my dad, you know, he passed away at the beginning of COVID and all that. But he would just say, okay, can you accept the challenge? And I can remember, I never left really the bayou. You know, you go on vacations with the family, but I'm in Natchitoches. What? That's like far, I was like in a different country. When they left, I can tell you, Coach O, I had a junior, you know that, had a tear in my eye. But am I going to accept the challenge or not?
Yeah, right.
And I tell you what, that was the best thing ever happened to me.
You know, it's critical in that time, and you can relate, and I can relate too, because you were there for me. But when you get to school, you're looking at some of the older guys that helped you teach you the ropes. And I tell our guys, the leaders, I said, you got to be big brothers to these guys. Remember when you got here, the older guys, and then you grow together. And you may meet a guy from Florida. You may meet a guy from Texas. You never know him, and you become best friends. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you know, Coach, I look at like Jack Britton, the Britton family in Natchitoches, and what he meant and what he did for me. His mom and dad, all of a sudden, it's Sunday night, and they're feeding me. They're telling me to come to the family meal. I mean, when I look at all that, come on. You remember that forever. This is like the late 70s. How important.
Yeah. But anyway, it's an exciting time. There's a lot of things. You know, people ask me, do you coach football all year round? I said, yes, we do.
Right.
And what are you doing right now?
Are
you playing golf? I don't play golf. We work all the time. We're recruiting. And we're getting ready for next year. But, you know, football is 24/7. The guys train all the time. You know, there's a lot of guys working out on their own today. And but there's a great sense of pride right now in our football team. We got an exciting challenge coming up. I think we have a really good football team.
Talking with LSU football coach Ed Orgeron here on WWL. And, Coach, I don't think we've had you on since the hiring of Kim Mulkey as the LSU women's basketball coach. You're talking about developing players for the next level. She's very adept at that, and she's done that for a long time at Baylor. Now she's going to be in Baton Rouge. And we got to see the video on Twitter of your first meeting with her when she said, don't you ma'am me. So what's your impressions of Coach Mulkey?
No, you're being respectful, but she's a living legend.
Right.
Come on, Coach O. Think about
that. That's right. That's what I do address most ladies that I meet for the first time. Yes, ma'am. That's what I was taught to do. But anyway, we got a legend. She's from Louisiana. You know, Bobby, she played at Louisiana Tech. When we were up there, we always heard about Kim Mulkey. She's been phenomenal ever since she's been here. Great for LSU, great for the university, and great for the state. A great hire.
Well, you know, Coach O, she's from Tickfall. You don't remember about Tickfall? I had a bunch of friends. Let's go tubing. Let's go the tubing on Tickfall. We can drink a few beers and all. That's what I remember. She's from Tickfall.
Many stories about tubing and Tickfall.
Yeah. So she's a living legend from Tickfall. How can you be against that? Before we let you go.
Well, wait, hang on, Bobby. I got to ask Coach. So has Coach Mulkey hit you up for them season tickets yet, Coach? Because it's coming.
Not yet, but if she does, she can have them, I promise.
Yeah, for sure. She'd be in the suite wherever
she wants Coach O to buy some season tickets for women's basketball. Man. She's going to hit him up for that.
Oh, no, Coach O would do that. He definitely would support the Tigers. But Junior, I want to ask you about the tight end position and where you're at right now. When you look at – because you look at the offensive game, the spread offense – and the flexibility at tight end position. Yep. You want a guy that can block, but also we could come about to utilize that skill set.
Yeah, you know, Cole Taylor, Bobby, he's growing. I think Cole's going to be a pro. He is really growing. Nick Storrs in there. We got Jack Beck coming from he's from high school. He's going to come. I think Jack is going to grow into be a tremendous tight end. You know, he was – he was a big target in high school, caught a lot of balls for St. Thomas More. He's coming in. We got Jalen Sneed coming in. I think those two young guys are going to have to show us they can play. And we still have the possibility of Eric Gilbert. You know, we don't know what he's going to do.
Right.
Yes, but we're still working on him coming back. And, you know, he's one of the best tight ends ever come out of high school. So if we get him back, you know, we think we're going to be very strong there. If not, we're going to be pretty good.
September 4th, 2021 is the date for the season opener. LSU football in Pasadena in the Rose Bowl against UCLA. 3.5 months away, Coach, but you know that's going to go by pretty quick.
Well, you know, Coach, before you comment, I want to tell Mark, let me tell you, if you have money saved, you want to go to that game. You want to go hang out because it's still freaking hot down here. Come September 4th. You go at UCLA at the Rose Bowl, I mean, the weather is going to still is going to be nice, and it'll be an unbelievable venue. You know what I want to see, Coach O? I want to see at UCLA in the Rose Bowl, it's a home game for the Tigers. It's a home game. It ain't freaking shocked the UCLA Bruins. And, you know, USC and all that, they play at the Coliseum, but it's all the same animal, UCLA, USC. Shock the home fan base at UCLA and make it a home game for the Tigers and the Rose Bowl come September the 4th.
Bobby, I think Coach O's familiar with USC.
No, he would love that to be the case.
Yeah, it'd be a historic night, man, to get all those great LSU fans in the Rose Bowl. Be a great trip for us, and it would fire our guys up, I promise you that.
Yes.
And another thing, Bobby, we're going to need Tiger Stadium full this year, man.
Full.
We missed that last year. We need the energy. We need our fans, the greatest place in the world to play football.
Yes, so show up. Listen, the kickoff this season before you even go to Tiger Stadium, this would get national attention, I'm telling you. If all of a sudden the fan base, you save money, I want to go on a road trip, I ain't got to wear no damn mask or whatever, go to the Rose Bowl, go to California, and fill up the Rose Bowl. Have more fans than UCLA. Not 2-1. How about 3-1? That's what the nation would recognize. ESPN, everyone, they'd recognize that the Tiger Nation is back in their program and UCLA not so fast.
I love it, Bobby. I love it, guys. All right. Y'all the best, man.
Coach, I got to ask you, is there any residual rivalry chip on the Trojans against UCLA?
No question. no question. It's still there. I promise.
Coach Ed Orgeron, LSU football. Always appreciate the time, and thanks for joining us.
All right, Coach.
Yeah, go Tigers.